أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to this week's episode of Nafsir Reflections, dealing with society. In this day and age, it seems like relationships are harder to keep up with. It seems as though relationships have reached an all-time low. No matter where you go, it's difficult. Seeming like the older you get, the harder it becomes to make and build a relationship. There are many kinds of relationships we have in society, like with our neighbors, spouse, in-laws, relatives, and friendships. And we see that over time, these relationships can be very weak. For we don't check up on each other like we used to do, like the generation before us did. But why? What is it that makes relationships so complicated? And as members of society, how are we supposed to act in our relationships? Well, we are at a day and age where many things are disposable, like cups and plates. We can buy some plasticware and then toss it out when we are done, for it's easier and less effort to put in to enjoy a good meal. No cleaning up after, no keeping up with the dishes, just eat and toss. And just as these things have become disposable, so have people. For many will keep up with a relationship only if they need something specific or gain something from it. But after they take what they can benefit from, this person is now inadequate, eventually being pushed away or put off to the side just in case of an emergency. In dealing with these relationships, it's hard to keep one because we end up not knowing what to do with them. Realizing that secularism has affected our day-to-day lives even more than one has expected. For one doesn't have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their relationships. One doesn't do good with people to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, it is for their own personal gain, making this generation a me generation. To the point where many don't make sure our own neighbors have eaten, even though our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَائِعُ.
He is not a believer whose stomach is filled while his neighbor goes hungry. Ya Allah, may Allah guide us. It's all because of the system we live under, separating religion from life, which will inevitably lead us to separating ourselves from society, separating us from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims in this society, what is expected of us? Do we just do what is easy and start being the way the rest of society is? Do we surrender and just not care about others? Simply put, the answer is no. For we are not the norm. We have been given a way to live our day-to-day lives from the one who has given life to us, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For there are many acts we can do. Some are,
إذا كنتم ثلاثة فلا يتناجى اثنان دون الآخر حتى تختلطوا بالناس من أجل أن ذلك يحزنه.
When three of you get together in company, two of you must not talk privately while isolating the third, so as not to make him feel sad that he is left out, till you mingle with other people. You are joined by others. Agreed upon. As well as,
لا يقيم الرجل الرجل من مجلسه ثم يجلس فيه ولكن تفسحوا وتوسعوا.
A man should not ask another man to get up from his place in order to take his seat, but you should make room for each other and spread out. Also agreed upon. These are just two of the simple acts that we can do in society to bring us much closer to the Islamic personality, making our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger and inevitably with society. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
إن الله تبارك وتعالى إذا أحب عبدا نادى جبريل إن الله قد أحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي جبريل في السماء إن الله قد أحب فلانا فأحبوه، فيحبه أهل السماء ويوضع له القبول في أهل الأرض.
If Allah loves a person, he calls Gabriel, saying, Allah loves so-and-so. Oh, Gabriel, love him. So, Gabriel would love him and then would make an announcement in the heavens. Allah has loved so-and-so, therefore you should love him also. So all the dwellers of the heavens would love him, and then he is granted the pleasure of the people on the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with his love and mercy, and may the Khilafah, Caliphate, come back and remove the selfish system we live under. Only then will society as a whole start focusing on faith and on each other once again. Ya Rabb. Jazakum Allahu khairan for joining us. Have a great day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.